Everyone likes a winner, and Putin plays to win. The grand chessboard is in, and Putin's winning that too. Brzezinski said it, whoever gains Eurasia rules the world. And there's only one country that's truly Eurasian, and that's Russia. Russia covers 11 time zones in Eurasia. Russia is European on its west and Asian on its east. That's a whole lot of Eurasia. Russia spans and completes two continents. Sitting on top of Asia and joined with Europe on the west, it's poised to play the key role in creating a Eurasian alliance. It's already happening, and America's getting scared. Kerry and his Jewish policymaker, Wendy Sherman, just got back from courting Putin. How's that for a volte-face? For with China and Iran uniting with Russia as a rival bloc to America, Kerry and Sherman begged Putin to stop the sale of S-300s to Iran. Ain't going to happen. Putin's smile tells it all. Isolation and sanctions backfired. The Brzezinski doctrine that defies any challenger capable of dominating Eurasia is Russia's pie in America's face. The chessboard is being upended with a resurgent Russia tipping the board. No one trusts America anymore, and nations are lining up against it, with Russia at the head. Diplomacy is a forgotten word in America. It lives by the sword and is dying by the sword. Putin said it. Strong armed diplomacy doesn't work.
Однако в последние десятилетия все чаще стали игнорироваться базовые принципы международного сотрудничества. Те принципы, которые были выстраданы человечеством после глобальных испытаний войны. Мы видели попытки создания однополярного мира. Видим, как набирают обороты силовое блоковое мышление. Все это подтачивает устойчивость мирового развития.
But what is sustainable, buttressed by the weight of history, is what happened at the start of the V-Day parade. A remarkable incident indeed. Totally unprecedented, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the sign of the cross over himself, turning the ceremony into a sacred ritual. And the world, I mean a huge chunk of the international community, is tilting towards sacred Christian Russia. China's Silk Road will cross through Russia. India just signed a deal for Russia's nuclear technology. And Greece will have a Russian-funded hub to transport gas to Europe. According to Bloomberg, investors are lining up at the starting gate for Russian bonds. It's a grand chessboard where blunders bend to brilliancy. Russia's tipping the board, and America's pieces are sliding off.